control of the airwaves, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, and you may enjoy them on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so, of course, so we can talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. That is the point of the program. And we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. There's a lot in the news, including some outrageous stuff happening in Russia, as well as a heroic pirate radio station operating out in the open. But first, we go to the phones, and we'll go to you and your thoughts. Actually, special guest is on the line here to start things out tonight. The Derek J., as in our Derek J. here from Free Talk Live, formerly on Tuesday nights, now in the middle of his exile tour, as his he's facing something like hundreds of days in jail if he gets arrested again in New Hampshire. For those of you who don't know Derek J., he is an activist who moved up here as part of the Free State Project, moved up to New Hampshire from his home of South Jersey / Philly, and just proceeded to jump right into the deep end of getting active in a way that he hadn't.
Sure did.
Yeah, that he hadn't been able to down in where he's from, because just didn't have the activist network to back him up down there. But he did here and ended up getting in deeper than I think he expected to, and that's part of what is chronicled. The first year of his life here in Keene is chronicled in Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. And so, Derek, you're on the line with us, not just to talk about the movie that's going to be released tonight at midnight Eastern, but also to update us on your situation, because you began your exile tour 2 weeks ago. How's it been going?
Hey, it's so good to be with you all, Ian, Julia, and Mark. And yes, well, the exile tour hasn't officially kicked off until August 18th.
Oh.
It will launch when the Lemonade Freedom Day starts. That's the day I'm going to use to launch it all off, because that's a really exciting day. That's going to be happening in D.C.
Now, is that the 18th? That's August 18th?
August 18th. Folks can learn more about that.
Now, aren't you going to be in New Hampshire on August 18th?
No, not August 18th. I won't be able to be there.
We need to talk then, because I was just talking with a movie theater about premiering your movie on August 18th.
No, the 11th. I thought we talked about that.
Leave it to Ian.
So yeah.
We'll find a way to make it work. But yeah, that's my tour has been. It hasn't begun yet, but I am in South Jersey at the moment. I visited my parents, my family, and it was really good to give all sorts of people hugs that I haven't been able to see for a really long time because I was in jail. And, so everyone's really happy to reunite and reconnect and say, what the hell were you doing out there? It was about freedom the whole time. And so I do hope that if folks have heard about Keene, or if they've heard about the Free State Project and they're considering a move, that they will check out this documentary. It's going to be at youtube.com/freeteen. And so it starts tonight at midnight. And
the best way to do it, Derek, will be to just tell folks to go to victimlesscrimespree.com. What we'll do is tonight at midnight, we'll have the video embedded in the front page of the site, so folks can just go straight there and watch it in the page. That's probably the easiest way to tell people. But it will also be on the Free Keene YouTube channel. So victimlesscrimespree.com is where folks should bookmark.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's safe and fun for the whole family. So if you think it's one of these movies that has a lot of curse words or a lot of adult content, it's nothing like that.
There are a few F-bombs in the scene in which you are being arrested for throwing a dance party.
Right. But, that's true. So, full disclosure, yeah, there are some foul words, but I don't think the content is anything that kids would find too alarming. It's not, I would say check it out first before you air it with your family, but I think it is something that a family might enjoy, especially a family who's interested in freedom and maybe they're thinking of moving their whole gang up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Absolutely. Now, you got a link earlier. You've got special access to the film. It is currently sitting up on YouTube. It's now processed. It is ready to roll for the midnight release. So unless something absolutely unforeseen and disastrous happens between now and then, we should be good to go. But you've had the chance to kind of sample it. You saw the pre-release earlier, and I mean, are you pretty happy with it? I mean, because obviously you were.
So jazzed. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I am so excited. When I saw this thing, I mean, it's better than all of the incarnations that it's had along the line. Of course, I've seen it every step of the way as it develops from just raw videos to, you know, edited videos to one whole big compilation. Now it is finally actually a movie, and it really flows really beautifully. Bo Davis did an job. An activist here in the Shire people will be familiar with from his work on Liberty on Tour, libertyontour.com. You can see some of his work, but he is an amazing editor, and he really deserves a lot of credit for putting this movie together.
Right. Not only does he deserve credit because he did an outstanding professional editing job with this. I mean, he had a lot of footage to work with, and he actually shot footage especially for this with interviews of different activists. He put a lot of time into this, and he got paid peanuts. So, I mean, it was almost – it wasn't a volunteer effort entirely, but it pretty much was. I mean, he really did get paid peanuts, and it was a labor of love. I managed to throw him a little bit of money for it, and that's why I got the title of executive producer on the film, was to kind of just incentivize the whole process.
It's true, but it's a testament to how amazing a work can be when people come together – to, you know, promote liberty or promote a common cause. I think it's fair to say that we all care intensely about liberty and promoting those ideas of self-ownership and individual sovereignty. So, you know, yes, we weren't working for very much money, you know, any of us. So, but it still came out totally amazing. I think that people are really going to enjoy the soundtrack. It's, you know, something different to help the movie really flow through each of the scenes. And it moves at a really fast pace, too.
It does. It really feels... It's one of those movies that when you're watching, at least this is my experience, it's one of those movies when I was watching and I felt, God, how long was this? Because there's just so much packed into what is essentially your kind of your standard documentary feature-length time. It's about an 88-minute movie, so about an hour and a half long. And that's kind of the standard documentary full-length film length. And it's just like there's so much that it covers. I mean, it literally is an entire year's worth of activism compressed down, and you get to see it all. I mean, you get to see every arrest that that Derek encountered. You get to see the harassment on the part of the bureaucrats in multiple places, including the courthouse when we were singing to the bureaucrats there, including the schools, which is, of course, very controversial for a lot of people. And there's just so much in there. There's so much for people to glom onto. The trailer must have been hard to cut together just because there's so much footage just in the hour and a half. And folks can go see the trailer right now. Actually, there are two of them at victimlesscrimespree.com. And like I said, come back there at midnight Eastern time. That'll be 9 o'clock West Coast time tonight. That's when the premiere will happen.
That's right. And trust me, like you said, Ian, that there is so much condensed in this movie. I'm one of these people who I haven't seen a movie in a pretty long time because I don't have the patience to sit through a movie. I like things to be quick, and I like producing short, small videos because that's what I have the patience for. If you're a person like me who doesn't normally sit through movies, this is actually the type of movie for you because it does not give you a break. It flies through. You will not believe how fast the time flies, that it packs in so much information and so many exciting arrests. You know, you get a lot of heart-pounding footage there. So
it's exciting, and most importantly, it's also fun. You know, the pace is good, and you're also going to have a good time. When we did the test screening at Porkfest, there were a lot of laughs from what I understand from the audience. I know that it put a smile on a lot of people's faces when we tested it at the Keene Activity Center. So it's a winner. And Derek J., it's always great having you on. Please keep in touch during the Exile Tour, will you?
Will do. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Derek J. from LiveFreeOrDance.com. We're coming up.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Okay, we're back.
Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can create the content on the site as well. You submit different things to it. Other listeners vote. You get to vote as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top. But they make it to the front page from the upcoming stories page. So when you're there at freetalklive.com, you're logged in. Of course, it's free to log in, free to do everything there. You log in, then click upcoming stories there on the front page, and that'll take you to the list of stuff that has been submitted to the site within the last, say, 24, 48 hours. And then those are the most important things upon which to vote. And then the more votes they accumulate, the more likely they are to be promoted, as it's called, to the front page. So more people see them, we're more likely to see them, talk about them on the air. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive.
New currencies really aren't anything new. There's always some new country coming along, and of course those people print out their own currency. And it's one of the big perks to having your own country. You get to print out your own currency, and when you feel like it, you print some more and add it to the pool, and you increase the value of what you get more value from what you printed out, and you're able to spend. And it's a nice little perk. But what doesn't happen very often is the creation of a new alternative currency, a currency that isn't run by a government or by an individual or by anybody, an open source currency, a peer-to-peer currency, a currency that's usable on the internet where you can send and receive money in short order without anyone being involved. No one takes a cut like so many other services out there that when you send and receive money. This is an integral part of this currency. You can send it and receive it. It is a currency transfer system as well as being a currency. That's amazing. It's mathematically impossible for it to be counterfeited or inflated. Actually, no one can inflate it is probably the proper term to say, because actually it does get a little bit gets dribbled in until it reaches 21 million. It's impossible for anyone to block you from sending or receiving payments or be involved in your account in any way, to interfere in your account, to, cause chargebacks or whatever it is that freeze your account, because that happens so often with many of these transfer systems. You have 100% complete control over your money with bitcoins. Go to weusecoins.org. Watch the video there. Check out the links. You'll find out more about this amazing new currency. I'm really excited about it. I think that bitcoins are going to change the world. If you want to get your own bitcoins, the best thing to do is to go to bitinstant.com. There you can find more than 700,000 locations worldwide that you can give, deposit money and get bitcoins. You'll get the bitcoins delivered to your account. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, so our toll-free number here again is 855-450-FREE. Again, a bunch of stuff in the news here tonight, including something from the international scene. Reuters reporting that there have been three women who protested against Vladimir Putin in a punk prayer on the altar of Russia's main cathedral. They've been put on trial. That was earlier today, in a case seen as a test of the longtime leader's treatment of dissent during a new presidential term. The woman from the band Pussy Riot face up to 7 years in prison for an unsanctioned performance in February.
Julia, they're referring to cats.
Clearly. In which they entered Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral, ascended the altar, and called on the Virgin Mary to throw Putin out. Maria Alonchina, 24, Nadzeza, a boy, and yet...
I think we're better just going off with Pussy Riot here.
Yeah. We're brought to Moscow's court for Russia's highest-profile trial since former oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky was convicted for a second time in 2010 in the same courtroom. Supporters chanted, "Girls, we're with you," and "Victory," as the women, each handcuffed by the wrist to a female officer, were escorted from a police van into the courthouse. One of them said that we did not want to offend anybody. She said that from the same metal and clear plastic courtroom cage where the oil tycoon had sat with his
business
partner.
That seems unlikely to me, that they didn't want to offend anybody. They got on the biggest cathedral, the stage of the biggest cathedral in Moscow, and asked for the Virgin Mary to throw Putin out of office. I mean, that's a little bit of a push there for me to color me incredulous. I think that these girls are doing something radical and heroic. But that we didn't want to offend anybody? I mean, stand for it if you're going to do it.
They actually have them, just to reiterate this here, I mean, this is a little different from the U.S., they actually have them in a cage while in the courtroom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The stunt was designed to, she says, our motives were exclusively political. The stunt was designed to highlight the close relationship between the dominant Russian Orthodox Church and the former KGB officer Putin, the then prime minister.
I believe that the Orthodox Church has called Putin a blessing from God.
Wow. Whose campaign to return to the presidency in a March election was backed clearly, if informally, by the leader of the church, Patriarch Kirill. The protest offended many believers and left the church leadership incensed. The church, which has enjoyed a big revival since the demise of the communist Soviet Union in 91 and is seeking more influence on secular life, cast the performance as part of a sinister campaign by anti-Russian forces. The women who have been charged with hooliganism, motivated by religious hatred or hostility, said many times they meant no offense. In opening statements read by a defense lawyer who sometimes struggled with the handwritten text, said they were protesting against Kirill's political support for Putin and had no animosity toward the church or the faithful. They're looking at 7 years in prison over this. Now, even if you want to look at this as a property rights violation, and it is, right? I mean, they went into a place where they probably weren't supposed to go.
A place open to the public.
True, but was the portion of the church that they did this actually open to the public?
Well, I mean, one has to ask oneself if the church has, if the patriarch of the church, essentially the pope of that the church, has endorsed a political candidate. Do they leave themselves open for people, I mean, you know, making...
To take the altar and make a political statement?
I just don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know that he has done it from the altar. Likely they haven't. I mean, it's probably a very rigid, organized situation, but it makes me wonder.
We are not the enemies of Christianity, said one of them. The opinion of the Orthodox believers is important to us, and we want all of them to be on our side, on the side of anti-authoritarian civil activists. Count me in. I'm on that side. She says our performance contained no aggression toward the public, only a desperate desire to change the situation in Russia for the better. Pussy Riot burst onto the scene this winter with angry lyrics and surprise performances, including one on Red Square outside the Kremlin that went viral on the internet. The band's members see themselves as the avant-garde of a disenchanted generation looking for creative ways to show dissatisfaction with Putin's 12-year dominance of politics. One of them said in the statement that I thought the church loved all its children, but it seems the church loves only those children who love Putin. The women looked, and really, essentially, they're turning this into a political statement, right? Like, the whole trial is an extension of their original political statement.
Yeah, one would have to ask the question if they got up on the stage and, asked the Virgin Mary to bless Putin and all the other aparchik there in the former Politburo or whatever. I don't know anything about the government of Russia. But if they asked for the blessings of the Virgin Mary upon these people, would they be in a cage in a courtroom facing 7 years? I think the answer to that one is obvious.
855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more here about these courageous Russian women, and they aren't the only ones. There's a number of female Russian and Ukrainian protesters that are just so brave and so inspirational. 855-453, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. To the toughest nails, new world.
New world is where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. And again, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site. We get them to you, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. Click and download as many as you like. You can, again, go to freetalklive.com. The last week's worth are right there at the top of the page, and then, of course, you can go to the archive section to get years worth. You can also download them through our SoundCloud page. If you just go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link there, and that takes you to each of our archives to go way back for years. You can use the Share button on your favorite shows to share them on your Facebook page or Twitter or whatever social networking method you prefer, or embed them on your webpage or your blog. Go to freetalklive.com and download to your heart's content. Now, when I look at what these ladies are doing over in Russia and the Ukraine, just incredibly heroic, brave, ballsy activism. I have to say that Americans could learn a thing or two from these folks. These ladies will go to the extreme. And if you fancy yourself an activist, then man, you love the ideas of liberty, meaning that you understand what freedom is, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm others in that process. And you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. You should join the Free State Project and get together with other people who think like you do, and then get active in whatever way you think is best. Maybe you're not the civilly disobedient type like the band Pussy Riot over in Russia. Maybe you just want to get active in the political scene. You can do that, and it's actually having some effect. There's been some real wins thus far here in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
In the political scene. And also civil disobedience, of course, is alive and well, as you'll see with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is being released tonight at midnight Eastern at victimlesscrimespree.com. But if you go to freestateproject.org, that's where you can learn more about the Free State Project. Get signed up. That's freestateproject.org. And actually, I think the Free State Project was in the middle of a web transition earlier today. It looks like their site is back up. And I get to claim that we have over 12,000 participants now.
There is that right?
The site's counter was apparently broken. There was some sort of issue there, and they fixed the counter. It has been updated. We currently have over 1,000 Free State Project participants in New Hampshire, and now over 12,000 have signed up to join us, to be here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We want to hit 20,000, though, so we've still got a ways to grow, and we could use your help, freestateproject.org. We're talking about the really interesting movement that is protesting the mix of church and state that is kind of going on in Russia, where the band, three members of the band Pussy Riot, have been put on trial essentially for involving themselves in dissent. They went into the Russian Orthodox Church, their head cathedral, the Christ the Savior Cathedral. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the Christian Orthodox Church is one of the more ornate of religions. So you look at like the Quakers. The Quakers are all about simplicity.
Sure.
They don't even want to be in a building that has a steeple on it.
That's right.
But the Orthodox Church, on the other hand, is just replete with all manner of gold and chalices and fancy rugs or whatever.
The longer the churching organization has been around, the more likely that's the case.
Well, I don't know if that's. Quakers have been around for
a long time. It's a bell curve.
But there's quite a difference between certain religions, and these guys are on the absolutely ornate side. And anyway, they are protesting them by going into, or they did protest them by entering the cathedral. This is the head cathedral, ascending the altar, and then calling on the Virgin Mary to throw Putin out. They have a number of supporters, but apparently the state has decided to charge them with what they call hooliganism, and it is a charge that could land them in prison for several years. And
I think this is interesting. If this was happening in New Hampshire, if this was some activist in New Hampshire, I would condemn it. I would say that this is not the right thing to do. Leave these churches out of it or whatever. But because this is happening in a foreign country, I support it. And it's interesting. There's a dichotomy here. Since this is happening far away from me, and I can see I can see the tyranny involved in the Putin regime. I can see that, this preacher man, this head of this church advocating, saying that Putin is a blessing from God and mm-hmm. advocating for him, even though he's not doing it in the name of the church necessarily, he's coming awfully close.
There are things that happen just like that around here with all kinds of church pastors endorsing various politicians.
Wouldn't you say that, or would you say, I guess, that the church over there, they have a much larger presence in government, do they not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, now they do. They didn't at one point when the Soviet Union was around. The church basically kind of skulked around in the shadows. So they've got a kind of a funny situation. Maybe they're trying to ensconce themselves further by being in bed with the politicians. But I wouldn't say that a preacher here in the United States shouldn't be able to advocate for voting for somebody, even at the altar. I wouldn't say that, a big deal, whatever. But when it's being done over there, it bothers me. Which one?
Why is the discrepancy? I mean, any insight?
I don't know. I have no answer as to why. I guess I care less for their organizations over there than I do for the ones here, I guess.
One of the band members said, "I thought the church loved all of its children, but it seems the church loves only those children who love Putin. The women look thinner and paler than they did before they were when they were jailed following the performance in late February, shortly before Putin in power as president until 2008, from 2000, and then as prime minister, won a 6-year presidential term on March 4th. She looks like she's been on a long hunger strike," said one of the girl's fathers. "I think this is like an inquisition, like mockery." Reporter on state-run TV presented a different picture, of course, focusing on occasional smiles and chuckles by the women who whispered to each other as the prosecutor read the charges. "Look at their faces. They're laughing and joking," the reporter said on the news, adding that the viewer might think they were continuing the action they carried out at the cathedral.
And I don't have a problem with them. They're on TV. They have a legitimate complaint. Their complaint is that the church seems to be too cozy with the current regime, and I find that a problem. I don't know how many denominations there are in Russia. I don't know what the percentage of people who, are Russian Orthodox in Russia, but I imagine it's pretty high.
Prosecutors asked for the trial, which was streamed live on the internet. Now, this is unusual.
Yeah, the United States wouldn't do that.
You can't even get cameras in most courtrooms in the United States unless you are the most connected, you know, media official organization. We can get cameras here in courtrooms in New Hampshire. We don't have a problem with that. But a lot of our listeners that we've talked to over the years in different states, they have a real tough time getting camera access into courtrooms. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's possible to do elsewhere. I just haven't heard about it really happening.
Didn't they change it recently so that you have to beg permission now?
They've always made it like that. They've always had a form of some sort that they want you to fill out. Essentially, it's kind of like a little play that that you put on. Like, the form is a notice of recording. It's not a motion. So in tech. Technically, if you're noticing the court, you're just giving them a heads up that you're going to record. So, in theory, they shouldn't really be able to deny it, but they make play like they could. And so, I mean, they certainly could if they wanted to. They've got men with guns who will put you in a cage.
Sure, you notice them in the form of a motion, though. It's awfully
close. It's not a motion. It's a notice. It says notice right at the top. But they play like it's a motion, even though it's weird. Anyway, we've never had a problem getting one or more cameras into to the actual courtroom. The problem here is that they have an issue with cameras outside of the courtroom. So they don't like cameras in the lobby of the courthouse, and they have arrested multiple activists for doing that very thing. So the prosecutors had asked the trial be closed to the public and the media, but the judge rejected the motion, but ordered live streaming shut off during witness testimony and some other proceedings. So completely arbitrary as to what's allowed and what's not.
Need a fair trial and, you know, viewable by all, but we'll just turn it off during the witnesses are here.
A group of conservative Russian writers have called for tough punishment. Kremlin opponents, rights activists, and the defendants say the charges are politically motivated. And clearly that's the case. The prosecution marked the start of a campaign of authoritarian repressive measures aimed to spread fear among politically active citizens. This is according to one of the band members in her statement. 855-453. And there's other news about this particular church leader over in Russia. He had to, I guess, deal with one of the activists from Femin, and they're known for being topless. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. You can, of course, join us on the phones here, 855-450-FREE, and online as well. And if you support this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live directly, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month. That money is then invested into the show, and we get on more radio stations as a result, thereby bringing more internet listeners on board with the program, and more radio listeners, and also bringing new people to the ideas of freedom by default. So you can help us out with that and get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, AMP only podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with news out of Russia, where there's some really amazing protesters going on, the protests happening out there with just some very, very brave ladies. And they're apparently not all involved with Femin. I don't know if there are ties between Pussy Riot and Femin, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were. We've talked previously about Femin, which is a Ukrainian protest group. Obviously, there's some tensions between some of the people in the Ukraine and the Russian oligarchy, or whatever you want to call it.
Ukraine.
Yeah. And
not the
thank you.
Ukraine.
I keep messing that up.
It's really common in the United States, to say the Ukraine. It is not the Ukraine. It is Ukraine.
So these ladies are putting themselves on the line. They're putting their freedom on the line, engaging in civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and doing it while at the same time, you know, having the benefit of being extremely beautiful and also topless. So, I mean, it's a great way for them to get a lot of attention for what they're doing. Now, Pussy Riot wasn't topless when they went into the
they did have on bags over their multicolored bags over their heads.
That's right. And now they're on trial. They're facing years in prison for a charge of hooliganism for essentially taking the stage at the Christ the Savior Cathedral in Moscow, where they ascended the altar and called on the Virgin Mary to throw Putin out. The performance was part of a lively protest movement that at its peak saw 100,000 people turn out for rallies in Moscow. How many rallies in the U.S. have had that level of support in our lifetime?
Nothing.
There aren't
nothing.
That many.
Yeah.
There aren't that many. There are a few, maybe in D.C., that have, you know, with Million Mom March might have hit 100,000 or something like that. But they're really, it's pretty tough to get Americans to come out to, you know, get out their couch and do anything. Occupy Wall Street was pretty big deal, but it was nowhere near those numbers. I mean, maybe across the country, maybe you had 100,000 in total engaged in Occupy Wall Street.
At some point or another, sure.
You know, in every instance of Occupy all across the country. But in one to have that many people in one location.
Putin's kind of like installing himself as the new, king there.
Yeah.
And I can see why people might, but I mean, he's getting in voted in popularly. So, I mean, I can see why people would show up, but then again, I can see why people would show up to complaints here, too.
Well, didn't they say in, was it Star Wars, that freedom dies to thunderous applause?
Was, yeah, well. At that point, the idea is that the empire grew to be so tyrannical that people actually understood that it was an empire at that point. But, you know, here, that's not occurring.
The prosecution dismissed accusations of political motives in this case. They say it's not a question of our parliamentary or presidential elections, but a criminal case about banal hooliganism with a religious motive, according to one of the people that work at the cathedral and are appearing at the trial as the victims of the banned pussy riot. One who described herself a profound believer said only clerics were allowed at the altar, and the defendant's bare shoulders, short skirts, and aggressive dance moves violated church rules and offended the faithful. Now, did you see video of this, Mark? Because I saw the still photo of...
I saw video.
Oh, and so how long did it go on before the goons came
I would say not too long. A couple of minutes.
Did they have instruments?
They had microphones, maybe?
Hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to check this out because the article here doesn't include that video. When I talk about this event, my heart hurts, said the so-called victim. It hurts that this is possible in our country.
What's possible?
A band going in the church, I guess, and performing.
You can always find one to interview, you know?
Their punishment must be adequate so that never again is such a thing repeated. The trial comes as Putin, who is 59 and has not ruled out seeking another term in 2018, tries to rein in opponents who hope to reignite the street protest movement this autumn. On Monday, he signed a law enacting stricter punishment for defamation that follows recent laws tightening controls on foreign-funded civil rights groups and sharply raising fines for violations of public order at street rallies. Opposition leaders, including anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny and socialite Ksenia Sobchak, have had their homes searched and faced repeated rounds of questioning over violence at a protest on the eve of Putin's inauguration on May 7th. And we've seen similar tactics here, where the police agencies, like during Occupy Wall Street, were essentially harassing the perceived leaders of the movement by coming to their homes and essentially... I think there was an illegal search that went on, if I'm not recalling correctly.
During this NATO conference that went on in Chicago, the people that they rounded up that were supposedly making bombs, the Molotov cocktails, had a beer-making operation, and somehow they managed to tie that all in.
What is happening with that case?
I don't know. I mean, that's all I got.
Lawyers say that investigators are preparing to charge him in a separate case. This is one of the other anti-corruption bloggers, with a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. He was summoned to the Federal Investigative Committee on Monday. Amnesty International said Pussy Riot's performers must be released immediately and that prison terms that they face if convicted are wildly out of all proportion. And that's absolutely true. I mean, they didn't actually damage anything in their
7 years for gyrating and hollering on the dais of a church. Come on. I mean, 7 years, that's ridiculous.
They dared to attack
at this point, they've been locked up for 4 months. It was in February that this occurred.
Yeah.
That's
5 months.
Time served.
They dared to attack the two pillars of the modern Russian establishment, the Kremlin and the Orthodox Church, according to Amnesty International. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev dismissed criticism of the case in remarks published on Monday, saying the trial was a serious ordeal for the defendants and their families, but that one should be calm about it and await the outcome.
Yeah, don't worry. Everything will be fine.
Whether the group's performance crossed the line from...
Women in jail for singing.
Whether the group's performance crossed the line from a moral misdemeanor to a crime was up to the court to decide, according to Medvedev. The defense lawyer for the musicians said his comments were aimed at putting pressure on the court to punish blasphemers. The court is being very one-sided, said the attorney, slanted towards the prosecution,
which, of course,
in our view, is motivated exclusively by political bias in this case. Few Russians believe the country's courts are independent, and do Americans believe that about their courts? That would make an interesting Zogby poll.
I think that Americans don't think that their courts are slanted.
Really?
I don't think they do.
They've clearly never been there. I mean, if that's...
I think it would depend. I think that if you have personally had an experience with it, you might think that. But if you had never been, you know, for anything other than maybe a traffic ticket or jury...
You watch television. People believe that the judges on TV are, you know, are judges, and they're not. It works nothing like that.
In other news from the region, the topless feminist activist group from Kiev, I believe it's actually pronounced Kiev, but the topless group Femin confronted the same patriarch. So Kirill is his name. He's the same guy from the other church that we were just talking about. One of the Ukrainian activists confronted him recently and was arrested and sentenced to 15 days behind bars for her protest. What did she do? She ran up to the guy, topless.
Towards him, yeah, topless. Yeah.
Now, she got pretty close to him. Looked like he was on the tarmac at an airport or somewhere like that.
I don't know what she was going to do to the guy. She did have a threat on her back,
though. It's true. On her back was scrawled, "Kill Kirill," and she had run up to him, but her hands were clearly empty. So I don't know if she was going to give him a hug or not try to knock him down or kiss him. Who knows?
Punch him in the face?
What her intentions were, but they managed to...
I'd say she was a threat.
They managed to intervene prior to her doing anything. Maybe she was a threat, and I don't know, 15 days behind bars, she really didn't actually end up doing anything to him, though. So was this a thought crime?
15 days?
Yeah.
I'm unimpressed. Well, I mean, all crimes are thought crimes.
Well, until they actually happen.
No.
What do you mean?
Because motive matters.
Right, but...
Pick a crime.
Right, but
are you talking about theft?
There's the point.
If I pick up something that belongs to you, put it in my pocket because I believe it's mine. Don't you think that matters in the prosecution and the sentencing of the case? Oh, I thought those sunglasses were mine.
That does tend to matter in some aspects. But my point being that until a crime actually occurs, it's a thought. It's only a thought.
I think it's a threat. She had "kill him" written on the back of her, and she was running towards him. I'm sorry, it's a threat.
Femin is known for their flamboyant topless protests, many of which have been staged in Kyiv, and these ladies have faced down some really intimidating, muscular and scary cops, like Ukraine and
Russian
cops. Oh,
yeah, these people make it disappear.
These people are amazing in their courage. 855-453, whether you agree with their intentions, what their political message is, you got to give them credit for knowing how to bring attention to their cause. We're coming up. Hour 2 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Through tomorrow only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99. And get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.